Welcome, everybody. This is Michael Pelias, live from New York for Art District Radio, with a new program called The Jazz Scene in New York. You're listening in the background to Saint-Denis Strasbourg by Roy Hargrove, a local trumpet player. I'm going to let you hear the music for a minute, and then we will talk about the program. We're going to begin today with a little bit of an overview of the show we're going to be doing here, at least initially for twice monthly and hopefully weekly in the future. I'm going to introduce the show today by talking a little bit about the history of jazz in New York and what made New York the epicenter of jazz in the 1940s and particularly in the 1950s until today. New York is the scene for jazz. We have seen this for many, many years, a good 60-year stretch, beginning with maybe what we could call the cool era, with the birth of the cool with Miles Davis and actually the confrontation with hard bop. So on this program, I'm going to investigate, if you will, a lot of the history of jazz in a kind of educational mode, and also bring in some of the newer polyrhythmic moments of today's jazz world, the contemporary world, and simultaneously have interviews with local jazz musicians. We will begin with a good friend of mine, Sam Newsom, in the future, probably 2 weeks from today, in which we will discuss his work and hear many of his cuts. I want to say that in my own background, I'm a native of New Orleans. I grew up during the 1960s, took to jazz very early. It was in the air always in New Orleans. I grew up on the records of Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five, was very well of Bix Beiderbecke, very well aware of the legend of Buddy Bolin, who left us no recordings, but a great novel was written about Buddy Bolin, kind of reconstructed what he might sound like, called Coming Through Slaughter by Michael Ojanti. So I will be recommending books as well as recommending tracks as we go forward, and again, trying to trace the development of jazz to what I would call its Afro-polyrhythmic roots all the way to the New York scene today and how things have evolved, at times maybe devolved, and what we are witnessing today on the contemporary scene. I'm going to read something from one of the classic sax players, Archie Shepp, who was a very militant musician, very well known for the suite for Malcolm X, to speak to, you know, this great background of jazz, which is, to me, the great contribution that the United States has made to the world, and particularly New York City, over the last 50 years. I'm going to read from Shep, and this is obviously language of the 1960s, but I think still very relevant to today. The Negro musician is a reflection of the Negro people as a social phenomena. His purpose ought to be to liberate America aesthetically and socially from its inhumanity. The inhumanity of the white American to the black American, as well as the inhumanity of the white American to the white American, is not basic to America and can be exercised. I think the Negro people, through the force of their struggles, are the only hope of saving America, the political or cultural America. Culturally, America is a backward country. Americas are backward. But jazz is American reality, total reality. Some whites seem to think they have a right to jazz. Perhaps that's true, but they should feel thankful for jazz. It has been a gift that the Negro has given, but whites can't accept that. There are too many problems involved with the social and historical relationship of the two peoples. It makes it difficult for them to accept jazz and the Negro as its true innovator. This, again, is from Archie Shepp, one of the great saxophone players. I always recommend the suite for Malcolm X, much of the liberation work he did in South Africa, et cetera. And please read his, you know, his work as well as listen to his music. I want to say we're now living in Trumplandia. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to start with Archie Shepp. What has really been forgotten has been Black America's contribution to the world, and in a way, the roots of America, culturally and aesthetically, as Shep points out, are the backbone of American culture that has been gifted to the rest of the world. And I want to point this out. For all of the talk of American innovation, American pragmatism, there is nothing more radically American and ultimately more aesthetically pleasing than the world of jazz and, of course, its precursor, the blues. So again, this will be a program that will not only play music, reflect on the music that's being played, bring together a vast host of interviews with multiple contemporary musicians playing in New York, but also will be hopefully an educational moment for a lot of our listeners, or hopefully a dialogue with some of our listeners. So again, I want to say we will be doing multiple levels here, beginning with maybe going back next time to the Louis Armstrong moment in New Orleans with the Hot Five, and it's his precursors with King Oliver and Bix Botterbeck, to give a people a little orientation of history. You know, I also understand that just recently released, and I will try to get a copy of this to play on air, are the Thelonious Monk tapes from the movie of Dangerous Liaisons Dangereuses, Dangerous Liaisons, that it was a 50s movie of which Monk did incredible versions of his own music, some of the most spectacular Monk recordings out there that have just been released. So we'll try to get a hold of those and play them for you. I don't have really much more to say today. I want to, again, welcome everybody to our program. We will, again, be here on a semi-weekly basis every 2 weeks and maybe expanding into weekly. And we will try to, again, root jazz within what I would call the radical imagination. That jazz is part of the radical tradition that has a political, social, and economic parallel in the culture. It is not just pure music. It reflects social and political reality. And this will consistently go on in our discourse on this station. So again, I'm going to close today. This is Michael Pelias for Art District Radio, the jazz scene from New York. And we're going to hear a little cut, kind of fade out, with Roy Hargrove's Speak Low, which is a classic written, as you know, by Kurt Vile and sung originally by Lottie Lenya, but reworked by Roy Hargrove into a magnificent piece from an album called Ear Food. So thank you very much, and I look forward to future programs.